Let's talk about Fitbit and floods. Say what? There is a connection through GPS signals, and personally for me with our son David, who is a machine learning engineer with Fitbit. We are all familiar with the exquisitely timed and coded microwave signals from satellites 12,500 miles, 20,200 kilometers, above the Earth's surface. First, the wonder of Fitbit. My Sense watch has a frontal area of a few square centimeters or inches. The GPS signal is only 26 watts at the satellite, focused a bit to act like about 60 watts, a light bulb so far away. My watch catches about 3 parts in a quintillion of that power, yet it's reliable in position reporting. Yet more amazing, low-orbit Cygnus satellites pick up the far weaker GPS signals, bouncing off water and land, and effectively focus them. The intensity of the reflected signal is lower over rough water, hence ocean waviness is detectable. From land, the signal is very weak, except when floods cover the land with water. The Amazon River shows up exquisitely. The Queensland, Australia flood in 2019 was imaged well, and far more frequently than with optical satellites. In the February 2022 issue of Physics Today, hydrologist Clara Chu at the University Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, lays out the wonder of this technology. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.